Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, for sure, sir. All right. So we just got done off playing Fortnite. Well, yeah. I did.
I think we both did.
We both did. Dude, I just seen the funniest picture right now before we start.
Okay.
It's somebody who has, like, their cell phone literally up on the wall, hooked up to a Bluetooth. But it's like they're like fucking 20 feet from the cell phone. They're trying to watch a movie. They're hooked up to a Bluetooth for surround sound.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
You got to do what you got to do. But anyways, let's get this show started.
Yeah.
It's been a moment. There's a lot going on, man. There's been so much that's gone on since our last talk.
There has been.
Let's talk about California really quick. Not really quick. Let's take a moment and talk about California. What happened in California? That nightclub.
Oh, jeez. Well, you got a shooting, and then you got a all of California is like on fire.
California on fire. First, let's talk about the shootings. Let's talk about that. 12 people. You looked into that at all?
I just know that dude was a retired vet. There was issues before where people had to go over there and check on him. And the crazy part is there was just a gun law just passed just the day before that happened. And then, he just rolled up there. They said it was kind of crazy. Like, he rolled up there, shot the two people in front. Kept walking in and just kind of kept just shooting. Just
kept it going. Random.
Just randomly. They said more people hurt themselves getting out of there than actually, like...
Yeah, which I could see, dude. I could see you just run over people. I'm a bigger dude. I wouldn't intentionally try to hurt anybody, but if I'm fearing for my life, shit, I'm going to get the hell out of there. With my significant, of course. As best as I can. And you know what? The whole crazy shit about it is definitely the guy was ex-Marine.
Yes.
He's so definitely, you know, he had his time in the service and everything. Did you see do you notice one of the victims in there survived the Vegas shooting?
Yeah, they were, supposedly they were like hanging out over there at that bar or something, supposedly.
A group of people, right?
Yeah.
From
yeah.
the Vegas shooting? Yeah. We're hanging out there, and this guy was unfortunate. This is all unfortunate. It is just probably the worst thing we could all think of. It's just the same thing about that whole, you know, the thing we were talking about with the Jewish place that got
in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh. You know, it is just horrendous. I was watching. I've been trying to keep up with this as much as I can. You've seen the mom of that boy of that man that got killed who survived Vegas came out. She was interviewed. She had a video saying she didn't want no more thoughts, no more prayers, that she wants action and gun control is what she wants.
Yeah.
Is what she wants. Which I don't blame her. I'd be shouting out all sorts of stuff like that. I mean, this is just freaking brutal. Brutal. But I don't know, man. I have to disagree with the lady. You know, that gentleman was checked up on in April. He was cleared from what I saw, from what I read. He was, they checked up on him in April, cleared him, and then this happened. You know, you got to think the mental state of this person had to have been diminished in some way, shape, or form for him to do this, you know.
Yeah, no. And just, like, reading up on the whole, like, checkup process and everything, he was barricading himself inside of their house.
That's
and still considered him okay. Like, I want to know what deemed him okay. You know, I'm questioning, you know, these people's ability to actually say, hey, you know what? This guy's all right. He just had a bad episode. Mm-hmm. Bad episode where he's holding up in a place with a gun and he's doesn't want to come out, and he's getting ready to shoot people, and then all of a sudden he's okay.
But was that the case? That wasn't the case for the wellness check.
Yeah,
I doubt that was the case.
That was the case. That was the wellness check. He was barricaded in. Read it up. Read up on it. He was barricaded in. He was getting ready to you know, shoot people.
Is that what it said? Yeah. Is that what the wellness check said?
Yeah, yeah. And they still provided him a good well-being. Like, that's what didn't make sense to me. Like, the whole wellness check, quote-unquote, was not really a wellness check. It was just kind of like a, you know, sure, sure.
Well, I mean, that just, I once again, I still don't see how it can be put fault. I mean, I'm with, I don't know about the lady on the gun control. I mean, definitely that would have to be looked into on the actual wellness check itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if obviously that wellness check wasn't conducted accordingly and appropriately, then of course we can put a lot of the fault. We can put some of the fault towards whoever did that. Because at that point in time, you know, you deem them not well, things like that. You can. That's when we need to start taking the guns away. Shit like that happens. You know, I mean, it just goes back to saying, I mean, how bad, I mean, his mental state must have been just crushed. I mean, it must have been off the wazoo for him to do this. And I mean, this just goes back, and I think that's everybody, actually. And, you know, when it comes to mental health, you know, mental health causes people to do all sorts of shit, you know, and that's what a lot of people don't, I mean, that's what I think. Some people don't realize, like even with somebody who says, you know, gun control, things like that, evil's going to find its way. Evil finds its way. I saw a video really quick. I seen a video. Me and the old Ball and Chain were talking about it. Here's an example. There's a 10-year-old in Wisconsin, a 10-year-old girl who is being charged as an adult in Wisconsin for killing a 6-month-year-old child. Her parents owned a daycare. She was holding the baby. The baby fell out of her hands. And when the baby hit a footstool, a baby wouldn't stop crying. Of course, the baby hit a footstool. The baby was in pain. But this 10-year-old child, 10-year-old girl, stomped that little baby's head in so it could prevent it from crying. Her goal was to make it stop crying. And she ended up killing this child. 2 days later, this child passed away. That's evil. You know what I'm saying? That's evil. Evil's going to find its way. And people kill people with other things other than a gun all the time throughout the day. You know, mental health is where it's at. Veterans commit suicide. Veterans commit suicide. I mean, that's how they deal at times. Isn't suicide at the end of the day? Something just got to them mentally to where they couldn't take it. Sometimes that's how people handle their, you know, their mental issues. They just fucking put an end to their mental issues. So mental and evil, it's all out there. You know what I mean? And I just think, in my opinion, I mean, gun control, I mean, always got to have some kind of gun control, like such as maybe felons not being able to purchase, things like that. Of course, we got to have some type of gun control, but just to lift it on, take it away from everybody, you know, I just don't think that's effective. But what were you going to say? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was just going to say, how do we know for sure 100% that 10-year-old girl, her main intention was to stomp that baby's head in?
Well, we don't know. We don't know that it's obviously a 100%, but when it came time, when they found out how the baby died and everything was said and done, she told him, the baby had the shoe print on the back of its head.
Okay.
You know, so just for that example in particularly, just since we're using that one, you know what I mean? I mean, what mentally, I mean, could a 10-year-old be thinking to do that type of heinous act at 10 years of age?
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, she's too young, immature to make some sort of whatever saying, "Hey, I'm gonna kill this baby and stomp its head." Like
mentally, there's something wrong, right? Mentally, there's something wrong.
I don't think wrong. I just think they didn't. She wasn't old enough to make a decision that would make sense.
Right. And that's understandable. If that's how you feel, you know. But at the end of the day, it is, and that is true. You know, she's definitely underdeveloped from what you said, an underdeveloped mind. As a matter of fact, and I mean, I'm up in the air.
And then my next question, obviously, too,
but really quick, she's too young to go into a mental. She's too young to go to a mental hospital.
Hold on. My next concern is, why was she watching this baby?
As far as I know, parents own a daycare. And
but you legally shouldn't have a 10-year-old watch someone's kid.
Right, right.
But I wouldn't even blame the kid at this point. I would be blaming whoever should be watching the kid watch the kid.
You can't veer away from two evil acts.
But I don't see it as the 10-year-old kid doing anything evil.
Wow.
Sorry. It's too young. It's too young. It's too young for them to comprehend what they've done. Too young. Now,
doctors can battle that one now.
If she said straight up before she did anything, "I'm going to stomp this kid's head tomorrow," and then she went in and stomped that kid's head the next day, yeah, she knew exactly what she's doing.
Right.
She thought what she was doing was correct.
If you paint that picture, then yeah.
But see, that's what I'm saying. We don't know. We don't know what kind of course situation we don't
know,
it was.
But what we do know is what we do know. The girl has said, "I dropped the child, and I stomped the child's head repeatedly so that it could stop crying."
Because that's what she thought was okay.
Right, right. Like I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm saying right because I don't know. It's just another theorem at the end of the day. But still, at the end of the day, it's just, I mean, evil is going to be out there, is what I'm trying to say. And evil is going to, the wrong is going to find its way, is what I'm trying to get at. And, you know, obviously, I pray that nothing unfortunate ever happens again, of course. Like, it's the worst thing ever to hear about, you know. Like, obviously, I was reading some of the stories and, like, looking at all these, like, some of these victims that were a part of it. A lot of them were young, obviously. It was a little country bar, from what I read. So they weren't very old. A lot of people weren't very old. You know what I mean? It just sucks to hear it. It's just, my heart goes out to all them. But there's just a lot of evil out there. There's just a lot of wrongdoing people out there in the world.
Yeah, there is, you know, and one thing me and my wife were talking about the other day, like, it's come to a point now where we're almost scared to go do anything.
Oh, no shit, right?
Like, right. You know, like you think that any moment, at any second, you could be watching a movie and someone busts into the back and starts shooting it up, you know? Or you're in a mall and somebody walks in and starts trying to shoot at you or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it just... It's crazy. It's weird that it's come to that point where that's how I feel. My wife feels. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm telling you, man. We're going back to the. It feels like we're back in the Western days, man. We need to be carrying the six shooter. Is what it is.
Yeah, and see, then we fight. I mean? Then we fight more violence with more violence. You know?
Right, right. Violence with violence, I guess you could say. Well, that's how your take is, right? Violence with violence.
Violence with more violence. Fight more violence with more violence.
Yeah.
And see, what's crazy is it starts making me think, and anybody who's listening can call me crazy, but I almost agree with that movie called The Purge. I'm serious.
Dude, you're going to have to elaborate for any listeners. You're going to come on, elaborate for us while I dab it out because I got to hit this dab. So,
why would you think
that would be efficient?
Well, so you can, you're, you know,
get it out.
Like you're saying, you know, six shooters. If you want to get it out or if you want to create such a heinous act, why not just do it then? Get it over with.
And who the fuck are you going to choose for these people to do this heinous act to? Who do you think is going to be the victims to all that?
whoever
the movie explains it well.
Yeah, it does. You know, maybe it's something along those lines. You know, it's maybe certain people have different kicks, certain people don't. You know, if it was me, I'd probably go after people that I knew that weren't good people. And what I mean by like good people are like people who have killed people before, or people who have created or who have done heinous acts. You know what I mean? That those are the kind of people I'd probably go hunt after in the purge situation.
Like people you know that have done just horrendous things in their lives.
Yeah, correct.
Maybe open the prison and let everybody go at Jared from Subway.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like or Bill stuff Cosby. Like that. Stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like
more violence with violence?
Well, sometimes I feel like that's what we need, you know? Just kind of like my response to your question, you know, more violence could solve it. We don't know, you know.
So
because when people say we need gun control. Okay, so gun control, everybody's answer is take all the guns away. Okay, so then who are the people with the guns whenever we need somebody to help us with guns?
One time.
You know, like that doesn't, it doesn't make me feel good. Like who gets to now control the guns? Somebody else?
You know, the like, government at the end of the day.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't that's who want, it would be. I wouldn't want the government. I would want literally like a whole third party that has nothing to do affiliated with our government, anything.
Like, I know that's not crazy. Hard that would be.
I know that's what I'm saying. Like,
because they'd have to partner with them anyways, because it'd be a law issue.
That would be the only way that I would feel comfortable. Because, you know, at the end of the day, is let's say all of a sudden the government, quote unquote, is like, oh, sorry, we can't give anybody their guns today. Why? You know, like, why not?
Well, definitely, in my opinion, it's still, you know, that the gun control shouldn't just be take up everybody's guns. I mean, like I still say, I mean, there should be gun control of some sort, obviously, like age and, you know, things like that. Age, location, record is obviously the huge things that always need to be considered, but I think just taking it all away, it's just, you know, and kind of moving in the direction, since we're on the guns, I kind of wanted to share with everybody that article you sent me about what happened on Sunday. What was the location that security guard got hit?
Let me look. Let me see. Hold on. I apologize.
Yeah, this was out of the blue. This was definitely... Phil sent me something on Sunday that I definitely want to share with you folks. God, we message a lot.
Yeah, we do.
Fuck.
I just need to stop talking to you. Illinois. It was in Dick. Illinois.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk to you till the next podcast.
Yeah, maybe we should just delete our messages after like 4. Just delete them so we have like a current every time.
So back to it. Illinois.
Yeah.
So I read up on the article. Phil sent me this article, and it's a real unfortunate event. So in Illinois on Sunday, if I'm right, Phil, correct me if I'm wrong, somebody with a gun or hurting people went in there, right? Into a club in Illinois, somewhere in Illinois?
Let's see.
I read the article Sunday, and I just read it once.
Yeah. So there was a guy in there. 4 other people, or this guy rolled in there, started shooting people. This security guard took this dude down and held him with his gun, pretty much saying, you know, like
we got
don't
you.
Don't move. We got don't you. Move. You know, you're done with, pretty much. And when the police got there, they shot that security guard.
Because they just saw him with the gun.
Correct.
And ended up killing the security guard. Now, right afterwards, the article says they were shouting, he's a security guard. He's a security guard.
He's the guy who helped us. He's the, like, yeah, pretty much saying, like, us. He's the guy who helped us. Like, what are you doing? He's the guy who helped us.
You know, and
And this is like where, like, I fall on just so many different sides. Like, whoever listens is going to call me out one day and just be like, pick a side, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I always tell everybody, I'm big for everybody needs to defend themselves, you know, or establishments need to defend themselves. I think, personally, playing the what-if game, that security guard managing to get that person down with their gun, even though he died, may have saved a lot of people. We don't know. That could have been the case, but we do know that the man that was carrying the gun, the security guard, the I guess, hero in the situation, even though I haven't looked into too much into it, is now dead because he was protecting others and doing his job. And, I mean, that's just pretty shitty. I mean, I haven't looked into it more, but, I mean, just going, just saying what I need to say off the top of my head, it's an officer trigger happy and not assessing the situation accordingly. You know what I mean? And I hope I'm wrong.
I hope. Well, see, what I want to know, what I want to know is what triggered the police, the cop, to roll in there and to shoot.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That is assessing the situation accordingly. You know what I mean?
And see,
is it a trigger happy cop or what is it?
See, and that's what kind of makes me scared. Going to back what we were talking about is like, who's going to control my guns? Is it going to be these people who are trigger happy, or is it going to be somebody else? Like, that's why I wouldn't want somebody to say, "Hey, this is the way of gun control is." You are going to have to check in with your phone, blah, blah, blah. You know, like checking somehow to get your gun, something, you know. Like, I just don't like that. That just, it doesn't make me feel good.
It doesn't. And, you know, I still think everybody should protect themselves. But, you know, the very last thing we ever want to hear is somebody getting killed. You know, number one, of course, unfortunately doing their job, but also, like, in this real sensitive time where, you know, we have this gun talk, these fucking crazy evil people going out there and committing these heinous and ugly acts. You know, it's just, you know, I tell people that, you know, you definitely should arm yourself and you definitely should protect yourself, and then you hear shit like that. You know, it's just super unfortunate. You know, I'm attempting to pull it up right now. They just pushed something out about the whole situation, doing his job. It's like at 4 a.m. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Federal lawsuit filed Monday that caused the fatal shooting excessive and unreasonable, and says it violated Robert's civil rights. So, boom, there's a suit already out for it. It was filed the very next day.
Yeah, the parents were not too happy of the security guard.
Dude.
And see, what's even worse.
Of the copper security guard, what do you mean?
No, the security guard. Like, the security guard's parents are, like, super, like, just, like, super upset. You can read in the article. Like,
oh, they're upset with the situation.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I thought
yeah.
you meant, like, upset at, like, their own son. I was going to say.
Yeah, no, at the situation, like, they're just super, like, reading the article, like, it even says in there, like, this was his first Christmas of being a dad and all this stuff.
He is a little baby, man, I just seen. God, that is just, this is just so nuts, man.
And see, and then this goes back to, you know, like, trigger happy cops, you know, are cops actually doing their jobs? And then
is everybody doing their job, Phil? We need to start questioning everything.
Yeah. Well, see, the people, the thing, when I'm saying question everything, like, you're right, but we need to question people that can hurt people,
that have that ability
to hurt people.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, those are the kind of people we need to be questioning, not a freaking bus driver or whatever. You know, we need to be questioning, like, a cop or a security guard that can arrest somebody, and then the, you know, something happens there. You know, we need to be asking maybe gun control that way. You know what I mean? Like, maybe we need to go through some classes on how to like handle situations better, you know, not just being like the first thing is just rolling there shooting your gun. Like,
but they should be already doing that.
But see, if I would agree with you, but this keeps happening.
Do we have to bring light to the situation for it to happen? It sounds like that's what we have to do.
Well,
do we have to keep saying that?
Isn't that what Eric Reed and Colin Kaepernick and all those guys already tried to do?
Yeah.
And everybody thought it was just for, you know, disrespecting veterans. No, it was shit like this. This is what they were trying to, you know, kneel during the anthem for, was this kind of stuff.
There's a prime example of the social injustice. Does it say what? I don't want to make it a racial type situation, obviously, because I hate doing that in any of my conversations. But since you said Colin Kaepernick and social injustice, what color was this officer? What color? I don't know.
He was a African American security guard, but
no, I know that. But the one time,
let's see,
what was he? God, this is just so heartbreaking, man. There's a picture here with his little son. Jeez Louise, so nuts.
Oh yeah, no details have been released about the officer. Isn't that crazy? Robertson was the only person killed. The other four people were shot and suffered wounds. But he was the only person who died.
Dude even had a vest on that said security. Jeez Louise. What do you think this officer is going through, Philip?
It depends, you know, like...
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me see if I can get a human answer. Now, I mean, you're going to give me a human answer. I know you are. But let me see if I can get a Philip situation here. How would you feel if that was you that did that? Obviously, I know that you would be doing that non-intentionally.
Like, if I just rolled in there and, like, just shot him?
Yeah, if you were the cop, Phil, how would you be feeling?
I would feel horrible. I would try to do everything I possibly could to apologize, to help this family, to do whatever I possibly could. Like, try to make it as best as I could right.
That'd be the best thing for us to do.
Uh-huh.
And, jeez Louise, I ain't seen this story once on any of my social media. You know, how'd you stumble across this?
I actually saw it on social media. I had a friend on my friends list shared it.
We should share that to our page. Or send me...
Well, here, listen to this part. I want to see if you pick up what I picked up. The police officer who fatally shot security guard Jamel Robertson on Sunday at a bar in Robbins has been placed on administrative leave. The officer has not been identified, has worked for the department for 7 years, and is a member of the South Suburban Emergency Response Team, officials said. He also is white, Police Chief Dan Delaney said in an email Tuesday, according to the Associated Press. Robertson was black. So they've already identified that the cop was a white cop. See, and that's what's kind of crazy in this already, is this was just shared from today. Yeah, today. And they're pretty much saying, like, the shooting was unprovoked, unjustified, and unreasonable.
Just trigger happy, yeah, man. It's just trigger happy. It's just almost like, give me a fucking reason, I guess, you know, with somebody who's trigger happy.
You know, I wonder if that's what it is that's going through their mind. You know, like, give me a fucking reason to pull out this piece so I can fucking... Is that what's going through their mind?
And see, that's the kind of people that... Those are the kind of people that we need to get off the police force.
I hope everything... I hope this works out in the benefit of the family. For sure.
Me too. Me too.
This is a skull fucking to hear.
Yeah, it's rough. It's a hard one to kind of swallow and read up on, and you know, especially all the news and everything with everything lately. Like, you know, I haven't heard anything else besides what I found on this. You know, it's not like all over the news. It hasn't been like, you know, on Fox or, you know, CNN and any of that stuff. It's just kind of been like in the news, you know, kind of like buried in the news.
Yeah. Well, thanks, media. We appreciate it.
Yeah, right. You know. Thanks, media.
Yeah.
Hey, really even quick, though technically, know, even though technically now we are considered media, so we always have to make sure and have our facts checked.
Oh, I guess so. Whatever. Anyway, speaking about like media, I just really quick, because this shit's all boring, but like, did you see CNN that Jim Acosta got, or CNN's filing a lawsuit against the White House because fucking Jim Acosta or whatever?
Something Acosta,
They took his credentials away and he got allowed back in the White
House. Yeah, I saw that. Jeez.
I wonder how that's going to play out for him. So basically, he got from Donald Trump, sit the fuck down. You're the worst thing ever in the history of CNN. You should lose your job. And then he gets booted from the White House. And he can no longer do interviews at the White House for now.
That's funny.
So
he'll get back in there because the White House doesn't want to deal with that shit.
Right. But I don't know. It's more of a social thing. So that might be more broadcasted more than anything. You know, it's more of a, you know, Donald Trump acted out. Look what happened. And, you know, it's not an actual world problem.
Yeah, but see, what I'm really upset about is if they go and ask, for money, yeah. How does the White House, what kind of money, whose money do they use to pay for that?
Erst.
Exactly.
Yeah, golly. We're just customers for everybody.
Everybody. Every single thing. I really feel like I really need to figure out a way to like join a nonprofit so I can just be tax exempt all the time.
Could we make this nonprofit? No, because then we'd be broke as fuck. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's of course nonprofit right now, but just in case a million of you assholes decide to listen and we make it.
Yeah, right. And we decide to keep it moving and then...
You know, but... You know, just going back to just... That was kind of all that I have for tonight, but just to kind of talk a little bit. Man, we live in a rough time right now.
We do.
You know, we live in... And I keep wanting to say it, but I'm telling you, we're going back to Prohibition era is what it is. Where weed's, like, for example, weed's legal in some places, not legal in others, just like booze was back in the day. At the same time, they carried six shooters, just like the time right now we need to be doing.
Yeah.
So it's like we're back in the Prohibition era, is what it's like.
Well, like, I always keep telling people, like, we keep going backwards. We go backwards. We keep going backwards. We have a big issue going forwards right now.
But why do you think we go backwards, Philip?
Well, because we start progressing and then something, someone, somebody comes out and does some dumb shit. And then we try to start fighting that to go forward. But then we digress so far back that we're already so far back there. And then we have to start building it back up to go forward again. Like, it's crazy. It sucks.
Like a never-ending battle?
A never-ending battle.
Hmm. Well, we won't be here for too long, so eventually our battle will end.
Yeah, eventually.
You know? So, well, hope anybody who listens out there to
just a little advice that I have for you all. Stay high so your paranoia can be up a little bit. I think everybody needs a little bit.
Definitely.
Everybody needs to be aware of their surroundings. So take a little hit of a joint, take a dab, eat an edible, and just protect yourself and be safe, man. And at the end of the day, you do the humane decision. I mean, that's one thing that I wish a lot of people would do is just be humane and make a humane decision, you know, and be kind at the end of the day. You know, I was watching, remember yesterday when we were playing Fortnite, I was watching one of those videos. I was watching a video, but it was of, and this all ties to, you know, back to, you know, being a human, being humble. It was a car accident. So a Mexican lady hit a Caucasian lady. And well, the Mexican lady didn't speak any English whatsoever. She didn't have her license on her. She didn't have anything on her. She had it all with her husband, but she had it all at the end of the day. But she didn't want to give it to the lady. She was waiting for the cop. But well, she hit the white, she had Caucasian lady. She ran into her. It was an accident, you know. I fucking ran into shit before. So have you, I think.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And, you know, this lady just comes out and is just like, she's asking her for the insurance and all this information. The lady's like, well, I'm not going to give it to you. Let's wait for the cop type deal. She was saying it in Spanish. And then, so she just goes on a rant, you know. This is why the U.S., our country is the way that it is, because of people like you all. You don't know how to drive. You don't even have insurance. You don't even have a license. She just goes on. And she is just degrading this woman, you know, just talking some shit to her, you know. And the lady that was videotaping was, bilingual, you know. So she kind of stepped and was like, you know, we realize it's an accident. I know you've had a long day. Because the lady just goes on the rant explaining her day. She's moving. Her husband's out of town. Just, you know, blah, blah, life.
Yeah,
life
yeah.
is happening yeah. to the lady. You know what I'm saying? Life. And, you know, but the lady was like, you know, it's unfortunate all that's happening. You know, we all have had rough days. But, you know, it gives you no reason to talk like that to somebody, you know. You know, granted, if somebody would hit my ride, you know, something like that, I'd be super pissed. I would be really, really pissed. But if it's an accident, it's an accident. Obviously, if it's something intentional, that's different. You know, we got a different situation. But it was an accident fender bender. And the rant that the lady went on just, you know, it tickled my pee-pee in the wrong way. You know, so she ruined the high, you know, watching that shit.
Yeah, that's... That's a rough story, man. I don't know why people act like that. Like, I don't know what gives.
You know why? You really want to know why, Philip? You want to know why people act like that?
Let's hear it.
Or this isn't why people act like this. I think, personally, people have always acted like this. It just goes back to, once again, we're in a different time. You know, we're in a different time and age where everybody's got a fucking cell phone, you know. Or if people haven't always been like this, now's the time where people feel that they can be like this. When once again, that's because of the time that we're in. You know, he could even start all the way up at the top. Look at how our commander in chief talks. If he talks the way he talks, all of his followers are going to think they could talk the same fucking way. You know what I mean? I'll run around my place. For example, I run around my place. Say, fuck this, fuck that, fuck this. You know, do I expect my son to pick it up? Of course.
Of course.
God, that's my parrot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's my dude. That's my parrot. So.
What is it? Monkey see, expect? Monkey do? Monkey see, monkey
exactly.
do. Yeah.
Monkey see, monkey do. It's either one of those two situations. You know, I can lean to either which one. It just all depends on the person. Either the person's always been like that or, you know, the person's just one of those strong MAGA people, you know?
Yeah.
Make America great again. You know what I'm saying? And that's my opinion on it. And nowadays, of course, there's more light. It's not more light. It's more out there for us to see because of the time that we live in. We live in a time where everybody has a fucking cell phone. And you know, and then you know, you go back and you see people apologizing for making themselves look like idiots or try to defend themselves on why they were acting a fool. And I mean, at the end of the day, if you don't want to be, you know, go down that path and be, just keep your fucking mouth shut if you don't, because you're going to fucking, if you're going to say something mean, it's going to get, somebody's going to videotape it.
Well, yeah, you know, somebody going is. On around. Of course they are.
You know, so that's my take on it, Phil.
Monkey see, monkey do. That's all we're living in right now.
monkey see, monkey do. Yeah.
Well, this was another great conversation.
Great conversation, yes, with Phil and Pete. I do want us to wrap it up though, because I believe I'm gonna hit the sack.
Yeah, me too.
But because we did have a late night, this is an early morning podcast, actually.
Yeah, just so everyone knows, it's 1:37 right now. A.M.
1:37 of the A.M.s is what it is. So I'm gonna get extra stoned and then go to bed. But before we close it out, once again. This has been Conversation with Phil and Pete. Y'all catch us on Facebook, Conversation with Phil and Pete. You can also follow us on our social medias as well, Fat Fishing, and then Phillips is Lyrical Stuffer Gaming.
Lyrical Stuffer, yeah. Underscore podcast. Underscore
podcast. There we go. He changed it. So yes. That's all I'm going to say. So, yes, you can catch us on there. I'll let Phil wrap it up.
And everybody, thank you for your support, everybody listening, your feedback. If you have not followed the page, please do. We do like to post some funny stuff, interesting news articles, and once in a while, we'll do a live. Next week, we'll probably do a live while I am in Las Cruces. So we'll take it from there. Everybody, thanks for chiming in and have a good night.
Peace.